Good morning, and thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, David. Welcome to Tube Talk, the best podcast about coiled tube set manufacturing. This week, I am joined by Ben Hope, Matt Park, and Matthias Jonas. Ben has worked in the product commercialization segment of ATS, working on many standard product lines that ATS has to offer, including Illuminate and SuperTrack, among many others. Matt Park is a marketing professional with a passion for finding creative ways to identify and connect with customers and building highly effective marketing programs that deliver results. Matt joined ATS Corporation in 2019 and is currently marketing manager for ATS Global Services, an industrial services provider that helps manufacturers control operating costs, reduce unplanned downtime, and maintain optimal performance over the life cycle of their industrial automation systems. Matthias is nearing 5 years of time at ATS, having started as a systems design engineer straight out of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and quickly moved into his current role as systems design team lead. His passion for engineering and automation started in high school with his involvement in the first robotics competition, where he now volunteers to give back to the community. While Matthias' tenure may be relatively short, he has been involved in a variety of projects, several of which were tube set machines, from quotation through factory acceptance testing. Ben, Matt, Matthias, thank you so much for joining me on Tube Talk today. I'm really excited to be talking to you guys about SuperTrack and Illuminate.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, really thrilled for this conversation. So, to get it started, I want to know a little bit about how is SuperTrack used for tube set assembly?
Yeah, I'll get started on this one. It's a new way of assembling tube sets. In the past, we've used synchronous machines, over-under indexing conveyors with cams in the base and levers that drive the stations. But now with SuperTrack, we're transitioning to a more asynchronous approach where we've got stations that are decoupled from each other, operating perhaps at different cycle rates depending on what is needed. And then that allows the stations not to affect each other. So if a feeder station is operating at slightly lower efficiency or it's got any micro holds, it's not going to be affecting a critical process down the line. In this side, for tube sets, it allows us to have proper insertions of the tube into the connectors without impacting other stations.
That's amazing. It sounds like a new wave of efficiency, what that's bringing on.
It sure is. And with a lot of the benefits of the asynchronous side, where we pull in servos on an asynchronous system rather than cams, it gives us flexibility during integration. And that flexibility is key when we are working on these process stations so that we can blend moves together and really optimize the performance of a station.
Definitely. Moving forward a bit, how does it improve tube set assembly over other types of indexing chassis?
I can address that from a kind of a general SuperTrack perspective. I think SuperTrack was designed with kind of three key features in mind, and that is speed, precision, and independent shuttle control. And that really opens up a lot of opportunity in an application. If you look at kind of other types of conveyance or chassis in automation, you're kind of sacrificing one of those three features for another one. You're sacrificing speed for precision maybe, or you're sacrificing speed and precision for independent shuttle control and or flexibility. SuperTrack brings all three of those to the application. And what that really enables you to do is reduce tooling costs and the complexity of the tooling. It allows you to reduce the overall system footprint, which is becoming more and more important to manufacturers as we go forward, especially in Europe and North America. And then the other big one is the independent shuttle control adds that asynchronous nature and gives you that flexibility. And I think that really opens up a lot of opportunity for design and for performance in the automation itself.
Yeah, and if I can add on to that, as we're talking about independent shuttle control, on tube sets, where that comes in key is reducing the number of nests on the machine. From a traditional synchronous chassis, now you've got much less tooling on the system to accommodate the fewer nests. You're reducing upfront costs, you're reducing maintenance down the line, which are all good benefits. You've got much more accessibility to the nest on a SuperTrack pallet with how easy it is to take shuttles on and off of the system. And specifically on tail segments, you can actually use a SuperTrack as a motion maker to help in process stations compared to on another system having to add external servos and indexers to make that happen.
Yeah, it sounds really amazing. When looking at the SuperTrack chassis, historically, what's been the reliability of that?
I think looking back at the history of SuperTrack and where it really came from. And today, this technology is becoming standardized. What a lot of people don't realize is that this technology was invented and developed by ATS. It goes all the way back to 1996. And at the time, ATS was looking at ways to make automation better. And they identified those three key areas. They wanted to be able to transfer parts in and out of stations faster. They wanted to remove things like locate tooling and stopper cylinders. So they wanted precision. And then having that flexibility to do things was seen as a way to really unleash more capability in design. So at that time, linear motors was seen as a way, as the mechanism to achieve that kind of performance. And Generation 1 was released to market in 2002. We quickly realized that there was a lot of things that needed improvement. So Generation 2 was almost started immediately after the release of Gen 1. Gen 2 came out and went to market in 2005. And again, we identified a lot of issues. What we were able to achieve is the performance, getting the velocity, acceleration, the precision. Where we wanted to improve the product was the integration, how you actually go about integrating. A lot of customers looked at it as a complex product. In automation, people don't like black boxes. So they saw that as a potential risk. So we really worked to develop SuperTrack to be a very user-friendly product. Lots of diagnostic tools, lots of different things that you can utilize to get a better idea of what's happening and make that whole integration phase better. And then that just enables better operation as well. So I think over the course of the last 20 years, SuperTrack's really evolved into a world-class product. A lot of the problems that we had with Generation 1 and Generation 2 have been resolved in Gen 3. And today, we're very, very satisfied and happy with that as a product. And we've put SuperTrack on over 1,200 systems to date.
Awesome. That's an amazing picture you're painting there. So speaking about how SuperTrack has been around for 20 years or so, how many SuperTrack platforms have been shipped since its first introduction?
So right now, it's about 1,200 systems. So we estimate that right now, there's about $3.5 billion worth of automation running on SuperTrack globally. And that is in a number of different geographies and industries. We are very, very good in medical device assembly. We also work in automotive small component assembly. The battery market is getting very, very interesting for us as well now. We've got a lot of applications doing kind of battery cell assembly and testing. And we've done a few of those projects with our industrial automation group. And then we've also done a lot in the consumer products industry as well. And we've done those 1,200 systems are spread out across North America, Europe, and Asia.
I love that. It's widespread. So now I want to shift focus a little bit to Illuminate, and I'd love to hear a little bit about what it actually does.
Sure. Happy to provide a brief overview, David. Illuminate Manufacturing Intelligence is an on-premise real-time production performance monitoring system that was created by ATS. It essentially simplifies the collection and analysis of data collected from automated manufacturing systems. Maybe I'll just say that again. It essentially simplifies the collection and analysis of data from automated manufacturing systems. With Illuminate software installed, operations and maintenance personnel can quickly understand what is going on and how to prioritize their actions, whether that be changes to the calibration of a machine, the need to complete a scheduled maintenance task. This is the type of instruction and insight that Illuminate can provide. And that's particularly important when you're talking about systems as complicated as what ATS delivers. There's multiple data points. There's an incredible amount of tooling on some of these systems. Without a tool like Illuminate, keeping these systems in peak operating condition can be very, very difficult.
I do want to actually lead into focusing on that data part that you mentioned and focusing specifically on the end user. So I want to hear a bit about how the data that Illuminate reports, how is it beneficial to the end user?
How is it beneficial to the end user? Well, when it comes to the data, there's multiple users. So it could be a production engineer that is looking at the data and insights that are recorded in Illuminate software to inform the next generation of that system. looking for ways to increase operational efficiency, ways to eliminate waste. In terms of maintenance activity, again, we mentioned scheduled maintenance tasks. Those can be programmed into Illuminate. Operators and maintenance technicians can receive email notifications, letting them know when certain components are falling out of alignment or reaching the end of a scheduled maintenance period, whether that's measured by the number of cycles on the equipment or number of parts run or duration of time. That can all be set up and really provide visibility to what work needs to get done, how things are operating, and let people plan work within the system. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you. That's a super thoughtful response and really paints a great picture about the benefits that come from Illuminate. So the last question I have for you all, what specific features do you see providing particular value for TubeSet Assembly?
I can dive into this one. Particularly from Illuminate, we see the use of the statistical process control add-on being of great value. It's a tool that gives the readings from the automation system any critical to quality processes, primarily in this case, the tube insertion into the connectors. It gives us that feedback back to Illuminate, and we start to trend that over periods of time, be it within a week to a month to different periods. And you can factor in different filters to see how different operators, when they're managing the system, how the performance is operating at those stations, or whether you change batches in your product and seeing the impact of that. And much to what Matt was mentioning before, if you're looking at trends in the system of, hey, this track, it's been slightly drifting down in the insertion over time, maybe there's something there. Let's go take a look, see if the gripper is starting to wear out prematurely or if there's another root cause in the system. So this is one of the primary beneficial features from Illuminate to the TubeSet Assembly process in keeping control of your processes. But you've also got a couple other ones like the debug cameras that you can attach to the system. So if you've got a fault that comes up every now and again, but it causes a tremendous amount of downtime, you can mount one of these cameras in your system and tie it directly to that fault. And that camera is going to then pre-record prior to the fault in a continuous buffer. And then once the fault happens, it'll save that chunk of video for you. And you can, without having to wash the machine 24/7, see what exactly caused that fault.
Wow. That is incredible. Matt, Mateus, Ben, thank you so much for taking the time today and being on Tube Talk. That's all the questions I have for you. You've all been great.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate the invite and being here. It was great.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Thank you, David.
Take care. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here with me and our guests, Ben Hope, Matt Park, and Mateus Jonas. I'll see you next week with episode 4, Overcoming Manufacturing Bottlenecks with ATS Technology. To learn more about SuperTrack and Illuminate, visit our websites, supertrackconveyance.com and illuminatemi.com, respectively. If you'd like to learn more, you can read our latest blog, Our TubeSet Assembly, Features That Make a Difference. All links can be found in the show notes of this episode.